But the conversation returns to our prior question. If the rich are not at all useful to us, why are they made rich? So what should we say? That those who make themselves rich are not useful, while those who are made rich by God are extremely useful. And you can learn this from the very actions of those whom we just mentioned. For instance, Abraham possessed wealth for all strangers and for all in need. He was someone who, upon the arrival of three men, as he thought, sacrificed a calf and kneaded three measures of fine flour, and all of this while sitting at his doorstep in the heat of the day. Consider how generously and readily he spent his resources on everyone, along with giving his own service, even at such an old age. He was a safe haven for strangers and for anyone in need, owning nothing as his own, not even his son, since he indeed offered even him at God's command. Along with his son, he also gave himself and his entire household when he rushed to save his nephew from danger. He didn't do this for the sake of gain, but out of sheer kindness. For instance, when those who were saved by him wanted to give him the spoils, he rejected everything, even to a thread and a shoe latch,